Here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Tonight we'll look back at a big night for the Lancers on Saturday as the team beat St. Louis for their second win of the season, and we also inducted four new members into the Lancers Wall of Fame. Lancers owner Soccer Sam Fantuzzo will join us in just a moment to talk about that and the big match coming up in Syracuse against the first-place Silver Knights on Saturday. We'll also get the latest news from the Rhinos tonight and the USL meetings that were held over the weekend down in Florida. Team President and COO Pat Erkley will be with us. And, of course, we'll have all the latest news and commentary from the world of soccer with Lancers Wall of Famers Mr. Zero Dick Howard and Michael Lewis. And now, speaking of Wall of Famers, here's our host, the man who was one of the original members of the Wall of Fame, Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Good evening, Andrew, and thank you very much for the nice introduction, not only of me, but of all the people that has been inducted and all the sports people that are on our show. But first of all, I want to congratulate you on the well-done job.
Well, thank you.
You were super, and you were called to task to do things that were not on your script, but you did very, very well. So congratulations to you, and of course, congratulations to the Lens organization because they did a fantastic job, and we're going to talk about that with our friend and sponsor, our
the compadre,
and the guy that I admire a lot, and my friend, and I call him my friend because I know that I am his friend, and I know that he's my friend also, and my friend. So give me a pleasure, great pleasure, to introduce to our show tonight the man that makes everything go in soccer, our friend Sam Fantuzzo.
And Sam's appearance brought to you by the Rochester Lancers. This Saturday, again, the Lancers will be in Syracuse to take on the Silver Knights at 7 p.m. kickoff. The next home match is Friday, December 27th, against the Pennsylvania Roar as the Superstars will return to the Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK or go to rlancers.com to get your tickets. Sam, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you so much for nice words, Joe. You guys are the best. Andrew, your committee, you and Joe, that award ceremony was so classy. I mean, I saw the tears in the eyes of the guys getting inducted and some of their family members. That's what this thing's all about, is just not forgetting the past.
Well, you know, Sam, I have to say that if it wasn't for you, I don't know if this would ever happen. But not only I agree with you that it was very emotional over there when you saw, you know, Dan Locke coming over there with a cane. He just had a knee replacement, I think 5-6 days ago, or a little bit longer maybe. But and we missed a lot to Alex Loy because he was not able to be there. But when you, Ed Morant, of course, you know, that he brought his own cheering section over there, which was great. I mean, he did a lot for soccer. But above all, Sam...
And don't forget Dick Howard.
And, you know, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
But above all, it was just the fantastic job, you know, that we did and you did to bring Dick Howard over here. The guy, he came from Toronto. They came by train. Mike Lewis flew in from New York. That's, you know, those are not just two little guys that come and get a thing. I mean, Dick is a very renowned sportcaster. He's very, you know, influential in Canada. He's a FIFA member. And Mike, of course, is a journalist that we know. So the reason why I'm saying that, because the affair that you promote, commend that kind of a thing. So my compliment to you.
Well, thank you. You know, we hope to continue this for years to come. We, you know, Andrew and I talked about we're working on dropping the 1970s banner. We don't have a date yet, but we did get confirmation from Jeff Calkins that he's willing to let us do the 1970s banner. And I'll try to meet with you guys soon, and we'll get that, you know, a date schedule where all the 70 team could be there. We could bring them all in, and obviously as many people as possible are part of that team in that era. Where, you know, I mean, I think it's important. Like, even my own children, my son Chael just turned 30. I mean, he doesn't know that Don. He knows Don is a guy we used to see in Florida once in a while. Didn't realize that, you know, he was, you know, basically sniffing at the U.S. national team. He didn't realize that, you know, the commitment that Dick Howard made in this game and all the years he's been in broadcasting, and Ed Moranti started, you know, the Child Life Soccer League. And, you know, it's in Alex Lloyd, the dean of soccer, and he was part of the Lancers, the original Lancers. I mean, a lot of young people don't know that, and just reminding them that, hey, these guys are why soccer's so big in this city and maybe even in this country. I think it's something special, and we have to continue this for years to come.
Right. And I appreciate, Sam, you acknowledging Charlie Schiano, because if it wasn't for him, there wouldn't have been a North American Soccer League. They would have folded if the Lancers and the Washington Darts had not moved over in 1970. So, and he was the honorary captain. Of course, he was the owner of the original Lancers. So, and of course, he started this show, too. So he wouldn't, Joe and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Charlie's vision and what he did for this game. So, you know, he certainly deserves a lot of credit as well.
Well, you guys, I mean, you know, we got a big game in Syracuse Saturday. We're telling all season ticket holders we'd love them to come down and join us and support our team. Syracuse brings a lot of people to our games. Our next home game, like you say, Andrew, the 27th with the Superstars, you know, they're a great family event. A lot of people have family in from out of town, so hopefully people come to that. And tomorrow night we have a little holiday party at the distillery. Hoping, you know, starts at 7 o'clock. You guys are welcome to come just as a meet and greet with the players, just kind of hang out and, you know, meet them. And we're trying, you know, we're doing skating on Wednesday night at Frontier Field. We have a skating for all our season ticket holders, and our players are going to be there, and dance is going to be there. So we're trying to be out there. We're at the malls. You know, we're doing everything we can do, but we're fighting the element, Joe, that I know Joe doesn't like, is this weather. I mean, we've had three games that basically I wake up in the morning and I'm like looking at TV saying, are they going to plug our game tonight? And all I see is snow emergency, snow warning in effect. It's like, man, so, you know, we fought that, we're fighting that, and it's a challenge that we never anticipated this season. We had the first 2 years, we had like dream weather every time it was a Lancer game. We had one bad date, but it was around the holidays, so it kind of didn't matter. But I mean, that's been our biggest challenge this year is just the weather.
Well, you know, Sam, we have to commend the people that showed up for the game, because the weather was terrible. But given the weather factor, there was a lot of people over there, that a lot of kids, and the Blue Cross Arena was vibrating with cheers and all the things that makes the game worthwhile. So, you know, a compliment to those people that ventured in the bad weather to come. They show the character of the fans of soccer and the fans of the Lancers.
And also, I got to say, let's give out the character of the Lancer team, because they were down 5-0 in that first, or in the first part of that match. Notice I didn't say 5-0. I said 5-0. Just for you, Sam.
Thank you.
And the Lancers were shut out the previous game against Baltimore. So, but you got to give Coach Reif and the players, they came back and won the game convincingly against a good St. Louis team, a big, strong, physical team, 17-6, and the defense did a great job, or 16-7, check that. The St. Louis was shut down after they scored those first couple of goals. So really, got to give big heads up. And of course, J.P. Rodriguez, the new signing, he really made a difference on Saturday.
He's a great player. I tell people our biggest expense this year is our ice bill, because we have so many guys that are banged up, and the hardest working guy right now is Dave DePasquale. I mean, that's our issue, that, you know, we go into these, you know, Baltimore and the home game. A lot of people don't know, you know, what's going on, but a lot of our guys, you know, the bulk of them are playing, you know, beat up right now, banged up. And I think once we get through that, I think our coach, Josh Reif, has put together an amazing defense, giving up six goals in Baltimore on Friday night. I mean, that's not, you know, we've given up a lot more than six goals in the past to Baltimore. So giving up six goals to a team like Baltimore is great. It's just, but not able to score. But when you look at who's supposed to score and who's supposed to feed them the ball, and they're walking on the field with ice bags and boots on their ankles, and, you know, things that a lot of people aren't aware of right now. Once that all heals, I think our defense is intact, and once we get the offense to start scoring, I think, you know, this team can go to the championship game.
You know, Sam, you know, I totally concur with what you said. I mean, I never realized how hard it is to play, you know, the game of indoor soccer. I mean, you know, toward the boards, you know, the banging that goes on, it reminds me of hockey in a sense, but it's got the same thing. And I have to say that as being a trainer in my past, I know that David Pasquale's got his hands full, because I'm sure once the game's over and guys are going to take the showers and all of a sudden he's going to have to see who's got to take care of first, because they all banked up. And my compliment to them, and my compliment to my colleague and friend, Mr. DePasquale, because he's a good guy and he's doing a good job.
Well, I'll tell him you said that, Joe. But guys, hey, I just want to one more time thank you guys for what you did. You make it easy for us. We're really overwhelmed here at the office, you know, with what we need to do. And you guys just take this Lancer Committee thing, you know, from the plaques to the ceremony. We just kind of like to show up, and it's kind of cool. And I really appreciate, you know, Joe and Andrew, what you guys do to make this all happen. And I owe you guys big, and I hope to see you both at our little private thing on Thursday night. And I wish all your listeners a Merry Christmas, and hope to see everybody on the 27th.
Yeah, we'll certainly be there, Sam. And wish the players good luck for us on Saturday. You know, it's a big game against Syracuse. You've got to break that losing streak to them. You know, Tommy Tanner's licking his chops in first place right now, so it's a big game. So again, we encourage all the Lancer fans, take the 90-minute drive down the thruway, you know, warm your car up in advance and cheer the boys on. You know, Syracuse brings a lot of players, like Sam said. They bring a lot of fans, and they make a lot of noise. They out-drown the Lancer fans. We got to do the same thing at their place on Saturday. So, Sam, good luck to the team, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Soccer Sam here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and Sam Ventuso and the Lancers again in action on Saturday. Sam won't be on the field. He'll be on the field maybe, but he won't be playing. His playing days are over. Maybe we'll get an old-timers game or something.
I don't think so.
Retired guys. Or something like that. But anyway, speaking of some great players who are retired but are still very much involved with the game, our next guest and after this break will be Mr. Zero Dick Howard. He's an Lancers Wall of Famer, inducted just this past Saturday. We'll have the latest in international soccer news. There's a lot to talk about today that happened. We'll talk about next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Santa's got a little friend. His name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey. You'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. We have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers have a big match this Saturday in Syracuse against the first-place Silver Knights, kicking off at 7 p.m. Take a trip down the thruway to support your Lancers. The Lancers are back home at the Blue Cross Arena on Friday, December 27th, as they face the Pennsylvania Roar starting at 7 p.m. The world-famous Superstars return that night to entertain kids of all ages at halftime. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And we'll add to that 2013 Lancers Wall of Fame inductee. Our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650. Go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Just a few shopping days left till Christmas. Get your embroidery gear, your monogramming done at Top Notch Monogramming. A great personalized gift for all the people that you love. And, of course, you can get your Rochester Lancers gear, U.S. Soccer, Bob Marley, the whole works, Grateful Dead at Top Notch Monogramming. Go see, visit Tony and Michelle and tell them you heard about them on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and they'll give you a 10% discount. Dick, good evening. And how was your trip back to Toronto?
Good trip back, good memories, great weekend, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it was great to see the win by the Lancers. They certainly showed in the second half, you know, that performance was excellent. And one other thing that really impressed us was the hospitality and the quality of the staff of the Lancers helping out in all respects. You know, it really is something that often goes unmentioned, but I was really impressed with the front office staff and their assistance during the evening. And, of course, on the field, Mario Marcelo Sellers and the boys did the job.
Yes, they did. I got to ask you, did you get a chance to see that other big soccer fanatic on Sunday night that you were talking about?
I did, actually. Yeah, I got off the train station in Toronto at 10 to 8, and I found out that there's a concert next door at the Air Canada Centre featuring Rod Stewart, who's a big fan of Glasgow Celtic, amongst others. And, yeah, it was a good evening because I saw Rod, and he was in good form and gave a great concert. So, all in all, a great weekend.
How about that?
How was your trip back? Pretty good?
It's good, Joe. I really recommend it to people. You know, most people, obviously, the two of you included, will drive through to Toronto. But I'm not a big winter driver, and I felt that, you know, to take the train would be the way to do it. And we thoroughly enjoyed it, you know. And it takes a little bit of a while. You have to wait at the border, unfortunately, for an hour or so. But all in all, it's a really nice way of going from Toronto to Rochester and then on, obviously, if you want to continue on to the Big Apple.
That's right. And well, we had, of course, lots of news today. And, Joe, I'm sure you were glued to your TV watching the big match today between Milan and Roma. So give us the lowdown, Joe.
They give Juventus a big favor because now Juventus is on the top of the table and, you know, with a little bit of distance between Roma and them. And, you know, they got to worry about Napoli because Napoli, they won 4-0, so 4-2 I'm talking about, with Inter. And I don't know what's happening with Inter, but I'm very pleased with the win from Juventus. I'm very pleased, yeah.
Due a
Roma, Milan, right? And, you know, I watched the game. Both teams had chance to win. Balotelli toward the end they took a couple of tremendous shots, but they went wide of the post. But hey, that's the way it goes. And I was very happy with the draw.
And Dick, Mr. Totti came into the match. Francesco Totti got his first action in a couple of months, but wasn't able to get the victory. Help the Roma get to the victory stand. They've not won now in a while, so.
So it takes for it's going to take a little bit for Totti to regain his. His game conditioning, so we just got to wait. But I was happy that he didn't score. So even though he came close,
he's such a catalyst, isn't he? You know, when you think of Totti, you think of Roma and what he's done over the years, and the addition of a player like that. When he comes on the field, can lift a team. And as Andrew mentioned, obviously not game fit yet, but can still be a figure. But a good result by Juve.
Very good, very good. I'm very happy.
4-0 over Sassuolo, and one of the small teams we were talking about over the weekend, and they're doing well for their first season in Serie A. But we're talking about Milan. They're the last Italian team left in the Champions League, and the draw was held very early this morning U.S. time. And we talk about all the matchups, and certainly some big ones we're going to talk about. But Milan and Atletico Madrid is going to be a very
interesting, tough draw. Atletico de Madrid are the one team that I'm keeping an eye on because they are certainly they're tied actually with the top of La Liga with Barca, and they're having a tremendous season, and it'll be a tough game for AC Milan. First leg is in Milan, so that could be a factor, but not an easy draw. And then there's some interesting draws. I don't know what your thoughts are. Galatasaray. I wonder, you know, a certain player in Galatasaray that will enjoy the game against Chelsea, Andrew.
And then don't tell me that some of those balls are not put into a freezer. When Mourinho comes out and says, of course, it's Coach Mourinho of Chelsea, says, we want to play Galatasaray, so Didier Drogba, the hero of the Chelsea's Champions League win 2 years ago, can come back. He hasn't been back since. This is the chance. It's going to happen.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know what the odds are if you're a betting man of that happening, but I'm sure Jose Mourinho is saying, well, I told you, you know.
One in five, I think, because City and Arsenal could not be drawn against Chelsea, and Chelsea could. So there was actually 1 in 6. So
what about Manchester City and Barcelona?
Oh my goodness! And do you know what's interesting about that, Dick, is that City has the home match first, and at home,
good point.
They have been devastating. Just ask Arsenal, who fell 6-3 game, set, and match to City on Sunday. So City can get a lead on Barcelona. The Barca could be in big trouble.
Yeah, but that's all Arsenal versus Bayern Manchester. That's
Bayern and oh my goodness.
God.
Look, Dick, let's talk about City and Barcelona first. I mean, this is going to be a very difficult draw there.
It is, and of course, interesting with Pellegrini, very knowledgeable about playing against Barcelona, the Manchester City manager. So it really will be a very interesting matchup. I mean, I think that the point you made about City at home are just devastating. You know, with some of the results they've been getting in the Premier League as well as in Europe, and it's going to be a tough opener for Barca, because if City have maybe 2 or 3 goal advantage going into Nou Camp, it's going to make it a difficult one for them when they play the second leg in the 12th of March.
That's right. And Joe, you mentioned the killer draw. Arsenal, the leaders in the Premiership, against the defending champions, Bayern Munich, who until they lose are the best team in Europe. And Arsenal, every season it seems like they are drawn against the worst possible opponent. But I guess Bayern is probably saying the same thing, that they have to face Arsenal. So, one of those two teams, two of the best in Europe, are going to fall in the round of 16. And it's the luck of the draw. What are you going to do?
It is, I'm sure Arsene Wenger just rolled his eyes when that happened, but it's going to be a tremendous matchup, notwithstanding Arsenal's disappointing result at the weekend. They're having an excellent season. And certainly, again, we talk about home field advantage, and then they start off with the first leg in February at home against Bayern. So, again, you hope that they can build up enough goals to survive. But I think it's going to be very tough for them. This Bayern München team are just like a well-oiled machine. And at the moment, they're certainly one of the hottest teams in the world, of football.
Well,
and they're going into the World Club Championship.
Got to go to Russia. That's not an easy game.
No, especially the dead of winter, which is when that's going to happen. I mean, the first legs are being played in February. So Zenit, St. Petersburg, Dortmund, it's a tough match for them. The other matchups, we have Olympiakos. All the Greek hopes are with them against Manchester United, who are certainly not the same team they were last year. Bayer Leverkusen has to face Paris Saint-Germain, and Schalke against Real Madrid. So some very, very tempting ties there, Dick, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, let's see what we can do. Manchester City versus Barcelona, we'll pick.
It's too early to pick, Joe, because of injuries. You don't know about injuries, and I think...
Yeah, the Lionel Messi scenario, of course, could well be a factor, although Neymar certainly picked up the slack in recent days. But if I was a betting man, I would probably put my money on Manchester City, I think.
For the home...
When they put their game together, they can beat anybody. And if they can get a good result in that home opener, I think Pellegrini could go to Barcelona and get the result he needs.
Well, Bayern, we mentioned about Bayern Munich, and there's a very big match happening tomorrow. And, Joe, I'm sure you'll be interested because your friend Marcello Lippi is going to be his new team. Guangzhou of China will be facing Bayern in the the FIFA World Club Cup. It'll be on tomorrow on Fox Sports 1 at 2:30 from Morocco. It's an interesting match because the Chinese team has some decent players, but obviously you're playing against Bayern Munich, who, again, as you said, they've just been so solid all season, and it's going to be tough. But Lippi, he can work some magic, Joe. He's a great coach.
One of the things that's amazing to me is how many Italian coaches, are involved in these games. I mean, there are several of them. When you talk about the Catenaccio, when you talk about Italian, I look at Italian soccer right now, and that's certainly not one of the places that, and not in the place where it used to be. But the coaches, the Italian coach, they seems to be in the final, where the Italian team with foreign coaches are home. So what does it tell you? Yeah.
Dick, it tells me that the Italian coaches are pretty good.
No. They're pretty good, and they have some, you know, I think when you look at Marcello Lippi and the contract he's got and Fabio Capello, they're in big demand all over the world, and they can command significant fees, money, you know, for their services. And he's done an excellent job in Chinese football. It'll be a real test for him in this game. I think it'll just be a little bit too much for him. But the other game is really interesting with Atletico Mineiro against Raja Casablanca. And the one thing that has come out, of course, with being played in Morocco, is that in Marrakesh, where that game is being played, it could be quite the atmosphere, and it could be that 12th player that we talk about with, you know, really passionate home fans. Atletico Mineiro have done very well in South American football and in Brazil, but that could be an upset. It's got the makings of an upset, but most people would pick up Bayern Munich, Bayern München, Atletico Mineiro final,
which will be on Saturday. The second semifinal will be on Wednesday. I think, I know we didn't talk about Brazil. We'll talk about that next week. But, of course, next Monday we'll also be talking about Arsenal and Chelsea, the match on Monday, 3 p.m. kickoff. And I'll be glued to my TV watching that one. But, you know, I just looked at the schedule. The 29th, it's Chelsea and Liverpool. And, boy, the EPL is going to really, after those matches in the next couple of weeks, things are really going to shake out, I think, as to who's at the top and who's looking up at the top.
And then, of course, you got the transfer now, you know, at the end of the transfer.
That's going to be starting up too.
So
we're going to have a lot to talk about over the next few weeks, Dick, and we look forward to
always a lot, guys, and it was great seeing you all at the weekend. And again, many thanks to the Rochester Lancers franchise for making it such a memorable trip to Sam and his team. Great. Hopefully they'll get now on the winning road, and after that excellent performance against St. Louis. So all the best to them, and hope to see you in the not-too-distant future, guys.
Very good. It was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much, Dick.
And congratulations.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, it's another Lancers Wall of Famer, Rochester Rhinos President and COO, Pat Erkely, on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and 1040 WYSL
Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers have a big match this Saturday in Syracuse against the first-place Silver Knights, kicking off at 7 p.m. Take a trip down the thruway to support your Lancers. The Lancers are back home at the Blue Cross Arena on Friday, December 27th. As they face the Pennsylvania Roar starting at 7 p.m. The world-famous Superstars return that night to entertain kids of all ages at halftime. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Hope everyone's having a very happy Christmas season as we move toward the big day on the 25th. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And joining us right now, our good friend Pat Erkely, the president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos, who's been very busy over the weekend at the USL meetings. We'll get all the lowdown on that from Pat in just a moment. Pat's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. You can get your 2014 Rhinos season tickets by calling 454-KICK. You don't want to miss any of the action in the USL Pro League next season. It's going to be an exciting one. Good evening, Pat. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, guys? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Pat. You enjoying Florida, or are you back in Rochester, son?
No, I was gone for 12 days to Aruba, and then I went to league meetings right after that. So I was in Florida for 4 days, I believe, and now I'm home. Back in the snow.
Oh, boy.
Are you shoveling the snow or what?
Oh, my God. It's pretty cold out there. Yeah. I went from 88 and sunny to maybe 79 and sunny to 19 and snowy.
Well, welcome home.
Yeah. Well, you're used to that because you were from Toronto anyway, and Toronto's got the same weather that we got in Rochester. As you were a kid,
yeah,
you grew up with that.
You know better than me. As you get older, it becomes more difficult.
I know. I can attest to that for sure. But Beth, just the Christmas around the corner, and I just if you were Santa Claus, and I was to ask you for to give me a gift, I would say, please give me a good player to play in midfield. So can I sit on your lap and make that wish?
Yeah, I don't know about sitting on my lap, but we've definitely been working towards that. We have some players that we're close to adding to the team in addition to what we have already. There's a lot of good news coming out of the league just through the affiliations that teams have made with the MLS, the addition of the LA Galaxy this season. Their reserve team and our team as well. And just like Orlando City, we have quite a few teams that are interested in joining our league, two that already have in Oklahoma City and Sacramento, and two more that are going to be joining next year in addition to several of the other MLS reserve teams. So all in all, it's the meetings were great. We've increased our amount of games this coming season. We'll still have the two games against an MLS team for this coming season until the migration of all the integration of all the MLS teams, and then obviously we'll have a season that will encompass those teams as well.
Well, Pat, you've dropped a lot of news there in the last 60 seconds. So,
yes.
But so you mentioned the LA Galaxy reserve team. Now, this is the first I've heard about this. What's going on with them?
No, they're definitely in our league. They'll be in our league this year. They'll be part of our regular schedule. They'll have a schedule that encompasses 28 games.
So it's a big difference from last year. We're getting a lot more games this year. And now this is separate from the LA Blues, right? This is a second LA team in the league.
That's correct. Yep.
Well this is good because
Phoenix, Phoenix, LA Galaxy, Sacramento, Oklahoma, predominantly Midwest to West. And then you'll have all the teams that we had last year in our league on the east side, excluding Antigua and Tampa Bay. So those teams are definitely not in.
Tampa Bay.
We lost two and we gained three. Next year, there's already an expansion with two teams that I'm not at liberty to say at this point.
Well, one they mentioned was Colorado Springs. They already mentioned that one.
Okay, then you know about that.
That was mentioned on the USL site. So there's a second team that's coming in as well.
And there's one additional. What was that, the other one?
I don't know that one yet, unless you want to tell me.
Well, I can tell you they used to be part of the North American Soccer League at one time.
Oh, really? Well, that narrows it down a little bit, at least. But, boy, this is exciting. We're going to have a lot of new faces to see. I mean, it's great that the Galaxy Reserves are going to be in the league. I mean, I know there's no Mr. Beckham anymore, but certainly Dave Sarokin, is a part of the Galaxy. And, we'll see if we get – I don't know if we're going to actually be playing them. I guess that's the next question is, what's our schedule going to look like? Is it going to be a balanced schedule again?
That's the interesting side through our discussions. Obviously, LA Galaxy, just like Kansas City did this year, had Dwyer go down to Orlando, and he played throughout the season, then in the final, and then played again in the final in the MLS final. So the Galaxy will have some liberty in that aspect.
Right. So tell us about the schedule. You mentioned there's going to be 28 games this year?
That's correct.
So is it still a balanced schedule? We play each team home and away once?
It won't be. It's somewhat balanced. It won't be a totally balanced schedule because you'll have two conferences.
Oh, they're going to change the two conferences, so it won't be
I shouldn't say that. At this point, there was still some discussion in regards to.
Okay, so there's going to be an MLS team we're going to play their reserves. Is that going to be Montreal again, or maybe a different team this time?
Well, because there isn't an even amount of MLS teams left, they will be, and we have more teams with LA coming on into our league, and several other teams affiliating with more than the four that we already have affiliated. And off the top of my head, I want to say that Charleston's one that is affiliating, Oklahoma City's affiliating. So there's a few affiliations that are going to be announced. That'll mean there are less teams that are going to be available to play us in the MLS against USL. So for that reason, we may play Montreal at home and may possibly play Red Bull on the road. So it'll be a combination of those things because I think there'll only be seven teams that are actually playing in the MLS Reserve League.
I see. So they mentioned that Houston's going to be partnering with Pittsburgh this year. So it's another affiliation.
That's correct.
Joe, yep. Pat, what will it do to the player pool? With the expansion that we're talking about. What does it do to the players' pool and the development of players? What do you expect that we're going to see?
I would expect that our level, because of the amount of teams that are out there now, you're talking about over 20 MLS teams. You're talking about six or seven, I believe, seven NASL teams, and then you have 15, I believe, USL Pro teams. There's more, obviously, more teams out there. what I see is a very similar situation that you have with the NHL and the AHL, where we will, you know, essentially get a lot of younger talent to be able to help develop them and grow and develop and strengthen soccer in the U.S. and essentially our national team. So that's the objective, is to everybody from the USL Pro level to the PDL level to the MLS involved in the development of players. So if I'm a player now, if I see that I can go to Rochester with the opportunity to play in New England, or I can go to Pittsburgh with the opportunity to play in Houston, then I'm more apt to play in the USL Pro League to have that opportunity to move up to the MLS level.
Pat, one last question. I'm sorry, one last question, Pat. One of the needs the Rhinos will certainly have this year will be in goal. Christian Nisch going to Indianapolis to play in with the new Indy 11 team in the North American Soccer League. What do you anticipate looking for in a goalie for this coming year?
Gigi Buffon.
Well, we're in negotiations with some top level goalies already. You know, and Bob has his has several other leads that he feels that are young talents that he wants to bring in to take a look at. So hopefully within the next several weeks we'll be able to make an announcement on a goalkeeper. He's a proven goalkeeper. The person that we've been talking to, he's been in the MLS with several different teams. He's played in our league. We've come to an arrangement in regards to an agreement. It hasn't been approved yet. It hasn't, you know, all the T's and I's haven't been crossed and dotted. So, but we have somebody in mind already.
Is there somebody that shares your name?
Shares my name?
Yeah.
That'd be last great, Pat Onstad.
Yeah. I heard that he wasn't let go, so he's free.
That's interesting. Pat, if you wanted to play, I certainly would consider him.
I heard that he wasn't let go, so he's a free agent.
Yeah, I know. I saw him in he actually ran a marathon about a month ago, and I saw that he was in some sort of a reunion game recently.
I bet he could still play.
Yeah, I don't think he's interested in playing.
Yeah, I can understand that. But, well, Pat, we appreciate you being on, and we wish you and Karen and the family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll certainly be talking to you again when we get into 2014 and things start to gel for the Rhinos.
And congratulations on being
thanks,
a grandfather.
Guys. Enjoy the holidays, and we hope to make some announcements very soon, very shortly.
Did you hear what I said? Congratulations for being a grandfather.
Oh, I appreciate it. Hey, congratulations for your award. And I'm sorry that I had to miss the Wall of Fame, but I heard it was a great night and everybody enjoyed being inducted.
It was very nice. Thank you.
Thanks,
right,
Pat.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Buon Natale. Buone feste.
Pat Onstad. See what you did to me, Joe. Of course, that's Pat Ercole on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have 2012 Wall of Famer Michael Lewis on the U.S. Soccer Report on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass at WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com. Mama mia.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Beautiful, what's your name? Listen to the fireplace roar. Beautiful, please don't hurry. Put some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring
caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cougia Cougia, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers have a big match this Saturday in Syracuse against the first-place Silver Knights, kicking off at 7 p.m. Take a trip down the thruway to support your Lancers. The Lancers are back home at the Blue Cross Arena on Friday, December 27th, as they face the Pennsylvania Roar starting at 7 p.m. The world-famous Superstars return that night to entertain kids of all ages at halftime. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com. or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
In our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, how are you doing? Did you get back safely to the Big Apple?
Yes, I did. Thank you. Long time no talk or see, huh?
Yeah, well,
it was a pleasure seeing you, Mike.
It definitely was.
You know, you're a gentleman and a scholar, and I hope you enjoy yourself while you were in Rochester.
Yes, I did. The stay did not last as long as I would have liked to, but I did enjoy myself.
There's been a lot of things happening this week in the game, Mike, and I guess for the fans, I guess the biggest news is probably that Bayern Munich is going to be playing in the MLS All-Stars this coming year in Portland for the All-Star game, so it'd certainly be a test for the MLS side, but it'd be great to see the defending European champions. We'll see if they're going to be the champions when they come here, but it's one of the first times they've been against the MLS All-Stars.
For sure. You know, whether or not they're champions, they're still one of the leading sides coming over from Europe. And, you know, I know it's a league all-star team against, well, a club team, but it's still a unique all-star game. You don't see anything like this in any of the other leagues in the United States, you know, where they play. It actually means a little more than just East versus West, even though I know in baseball the team that wins the All-Star or the league that wins the All-Star game, you know, gets the home field advantage in the World Series. But if you're going to have an All-Star game, I think this is the best way to go. So, and they're putting it into a great soccer city, Portland, as well. So it should. I don't know. Tickets are on. Have been on sale yet, but they're going to go very quickly when they do.
Now, there won't be a lot of tickets for that match, so it should be a good one. Looking forward to it. Joe?
Well, actually, Mike, you know, those are the exciting part about soccer, that the American fans are going to be able to see European team matched against, you know, the American players, so to speak. And, you know, it brings back to the years ago when we see players at the caliber of, you know, international games playing in Rochester, you know, with the like of Rome, you know, and all the other teams that came to Rochester to play, you know, and we saw soccer at its best.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, especially in way back then, in the late 60s and 70s, where these teams were not on TV, it was even a bigger deal and a bigger novelty, because you only heard about them, or you might have seen them in, you know, news clips, film, and people might remember that before video we had film. So, you know, it was way back 30, 40 years ago, before we had an inundation of soccer on TV 24/7, just about. That was a big, big deal. You know, I'm looking forward to another international event. That's the World Cup, though.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be something very special. And the U.S. is going to be, we talked about it last week, in the tough group. And I guess it's interesting to see with Jurgen Klinsmann, especially now that he got a new four-year extension on his contract, which is, again, unusual, because usually if teams don't do well at the World Cup, their coaches get the sack, much like AVB got the sack for Tottenham yesterday, or today, whatever it was. But it's going to be interesting to see who the U.S. schedules in the friendlies coming up. We talked about that a bit when we were here, that what we're going to see maybe against an African team that's similar to Ghana. We're going to see maybe a Spain, which I think would be a great test for the U.S. Or who do you think we might be matched up against?
You know, I know that Jurgen Klinsmann loves to put a challenge to the U.S. A few years ago, the United States did play against Spain in an international friendly to test us out. I would love to see the U.S. again against a team of that caliber. You know, Spain would be an excellent challenge before the World Cup. I don't see us playing any South American teams, just because we're not facing off against anyone from that neck of the woods. So I think that might disappoint some fans of teams south of the border, but I could see a Spain. I know there's talk, very strong talk of the U.S. playing England in South Florida in late May, which is, you know, maybe not as good as a challenge as Spain is, but still a good warm-up. And, you know, from the, you got to play at least one African team, and what we talked about, you know, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, that would be an excellent World Cup warm-up match as well.
Should be very interesting. I'm looking forward to that coming up next year. And I guess one more thing I want to mention, that we saw today that there's a good chance our good friend Tony DiCicco might be getting back into professional coaching with the new Houston Dash. What do you think about that happening?
Well, I know Tony wanted to get back into to coaching at the national and or club level. He did inquire about becoming the English women's national coach, but that did not come to fruition. They decided to stick with someone from England. But, you know, Tony has a lot to offer the game. He has coached at the club level since he left as the U.S. women's coach. We're talking, what, almost 13, 14 years ago? Yikes. Time sure flies. And he coached with the Breakers in Boston. He knows his stuff. And I think he could be very, very successful in Houston, or in any city for that matter. We'll see what happens.
Well, Mike, we're running out of time here. So, but next week we'll talk more about the U.S. and we'll talk about some of the retirements in MLS and probably some year-end awards are going to be getting announced in the all-time U.S. national team selection. So we'll talk about that next week. Thanks for being with us again, and it's great seeing you.
Same here. Have a good one, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
You too, Mike. Bye-bye.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick of the Grass. I want to thank Michael and Dick, of course, Dick Howard. Soccer Sam and Pat Erkley joining us today on the show. Ventures in Syracuse on Saturday, 7 p.m. kickoff, and then back home on the Friday the 27th against the Pennsylvania Roar with the Superstars in town. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis in New York, Dick Howard in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo back behind the board at WISL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WISL 92.1 FM. And 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, LiveWire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.